insights into the Holy Quran.
Indeed, this Quran guides to what is most upright and gives the good news to the faithful who do righteous deeds, that there is a great reward for them.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد والثناء لله رب العالمين ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا وحبيب قلوبنا أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد وعلى آل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين لا سيما بقية الله في العالمين روحي وأرواح العالمين لتراب مقدمه الفداء. Assalamu alaikum, brothers and sisters. We'd like to welcome you again to the program. We hope that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enables us to benefit from a few more of the verses of the Holy Quran. First, let's hear the verses.
وَلَا تَلْبِسُوا الْحَقَّ بِالْبَاطِلِ وَتَكْتُمُوا الْحَقَّ وَأَنْتُمْ تَعْلَمُونَ وَأَقِيمُوا الصَّلَاةَ وَآتُوا الزَّكَاةَ وَارْكَعُوا مَعَ الرَّاكِعِينَ أتأمرون الناس بالبر وتنسون أنفسكم وأنتم تتلون الكتاب أفلا تعقلون واستعينوا بالصبر والصلاة وإنها لكبيرة إلا على الخاشعين.
We arrived at verse number 43, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, addressing the Jews, and especially their scholars, saying, and maintain the prayer, وَأَقِيمُ الصَّلَاةِ, and give the zakat, وَآتُ الزَّكَاةِ, and bow along with those who bow in prayers, وَارْكَعُوا مَعَ الرَّاكَعِينَ. The verse is, it may be questionable to some what this verse is trying to say. It is talking and addressing the Jews who have not believed, and yet it says, pray and fast and join the congregation. That وَارْكَعُوا مَعَ الرَّاكِعِينَ, and bow along with those who bow, is referring to the congregational prayers. Join the congregational prayers, basically, that is saying. How is that? How would you tell, let's say, a Christian, a non-believer, go and pray and you're supposed to pay zakat and all of that? First, you got to get them to believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and this prophet being the last prophet and whatever he says is from God. And then you would say, okay, then this prophet says, God says you have to pray in this particular format. And then you would ask him to listen to that. Well, this verse is actually doing that. The verse is telling them to practically accept this, which in it has them accepting it in their ideology and in their thought and their minds. Okay. It says, it's basically telling them, don't only accept this in your faith. You shouldn't only accept this as a matter of faith and not practically, but you got to go further and accept it practically. Okay, these are the things, these are the right things you're supposed to do. You already believe in God. You believe in prophethood and Moses being a prophet. Okay, now what you have to do is come and pray in this format, which means that you accept the prophethood of this prophet. Maintain the prayer and give zakat and bow with those who bow. So practically accept this message. Another point that this verse has in it, first of all, we see that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is mentioning two of the wajibat, two of the acts that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has obligated on the Muslims, on people. One is salat, prayers, and one is zakat. Now, first of all, these are examples. It doesn't mean only do this. No, it's saying maintain these, maintain the prayer and give zakat as some of the examples, some of the more notable examples of the practices of Islam and the Muslims, and especially maybe emphasizing the zakat to the Jewish people maybe, because they would be a little more stingy in giving that zakat. They will be attached to their properties a little more, so emphasizing that zakat. But it's interesting that the Holy Quran, or Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in this verse, refers to salat two times. First, he says, maintain the prayer. And then after saying, right after that, to give zakat, it refers to the congregational prayer. So it says, maintain the prayer, and also make sure you join the congregation. This is the importance of prayer, and especially performing it in congregation. The rewards and the benefits of congregational prayers are extraordinary. In the Islamic teachings, we've been asked and we've been advised to join congregations to the extent that although, as the fatawa go, the verdicts of the maraja based on the ahadith and the sayings of the Ahlul Bayt, if you start the prayer, one is not allowed to break their prayer. But there's an exception to that. If you are praying a wajib prayer and then there's a congregation starts, we've been told that change your intention to a mustahab prayer and finish it at the second rak'ah instead of, let's say, if you were praying the dhuhr prayer, you would have to pray four rak'ahs. So in the second rak'ah, you realize that there's a congregation going on, you change your intention to a mustahab prayer, and you finish it at the second rak'ah, and you join the congregation. These exceptions in these laws hint to us the importance of congregational prayers. Add to that all the other narrations that we have, in particular, in addressing this issue of the importance of joining the congregation. One of the other interesting rules that we have about congregational prayers is that if you pray your prayer once, let's say the dhuhr prayer or the maghrib prayer, if you pray it by yourself, alone, for furada, as it's been mentioned, we are not allowed to repeat that prayer, okay? There's an exception to that again, and that is if there's a congregation. If I prayed my maghrib at my house when the time came in, then I go to the Islamic Center, to the masjid, 2 hours later, let's say, and they have a congregational maghrib prayer, it's very, very recommended that I redo that prayer in congregation. So congregational prayers have a large amount of emphasis on in the Holy Quran and in Islam, where we can see in this verse that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, after mentioning and emphasizing that they need to maintain the prayer, it also refers to the congregational prayer and telling the people that they should join the congregational prayer. And as I said, I've said this a number of times, these verses are addressed to the Jews, but that doesn't mean that others cannot benefit. No, these are points that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is mentioning for all to benefit. That's how the verses of the Holy Quran are.
Allah, 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 ya Allah, 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 ya Allah, 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 Subhanallah.
The next verse that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is addressing the Jews says, أَتَأْمُرُونَ النَّاسَ بِالْبِرِّ وَتَنْسَوْنَ أَنفُسَكُمْ وَأَنْتُمْ تَتْلُونَ الْكِتَابِ أَفَلَا تَعْقِلُونَ. Will you bid others to piety and forget yourselves while you recite the book, as the translation of Brother Ali Ghuli Gharai has. I'm reading off of that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addressing the Jews says, are you telling the people to do good but you're forgetting yourselves, and you are the ones that are reading the book. أَفَلَا تَعْقِلُونَ Do not you apply reason? Don't you think? Don't you have thought? Can't you see that this is wrong? Telling others to do good things, telling others to be pious, telling others to give charity, and yet you yourselves stay away from that. This is one of those spiritual diseases where after realizing that something is good, we talk to others and advise them to do good, which would make them to think of us as good people. Yet in practice, we do not do that. This is very wrong. Again, it appears that this verse is more is referring to and addressing the scholars of the Jewish tribe more than the average people in that tribe, in that people, because it is usually the scholars that would advise others to do good. There are numerous narrations that Allah that the Ahlul Bayt salamullah alayhim ajma'in tell us to stay away from this. They say one of the worst people is one that wasafa adlan, according to, you can find this in the second volume of Kafi, where Sheikh Khulaini has compiled the narrations of the Ahlul Bayt. There's a section on this. Man wasafa adlan thumma ya'diluhu ila akhar. Someone who explains a good deed, an adl, something that is good, but then in practice goes and does something else. He does not apply that to himself. They say the person that is going to be regretful the most in the hereafter is one that is such. That I tell someone, oh, do this, this is really good. Do your night prayers, it is great to do that, and do this and do that. But then in practice, they don't practice that. They will be regretting their life and what they did the most. And I think it's pretty clear why. Because they knew what is great. And also because of their saying, like some of people like myself who go and lecture about these good things, we tell others to do things. We tell people that it's mustahab to do this, and mustahab to do that, it's great to do this and great to do that, stay away from this, stay away from that. And because of our sayings, others actually benefit and they practice that, they reach higher levels. And then on the Day of Judgment, we will be seeing these other people that maybe did not know so much. They just came to one lecture and they practiced because of listening to one of my lectures, let's say, and they've reached such a high status. And myself, I didn't get to practice that, and I see I'm left behind. This is going to be very painful to see on the Day of Judgment. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, are you telling people to do good, but you forget about yourself? You don't do that yourself in practice. And yet you're the ones who are reading the book. You have direct access to this. You know more than everybody else. Why don't you use your reason and think that that is wrong? You're supposed to do otherwise. You're supposed to practice that yourselves. And as the Holy Prophet has taught us in the Ahlul Bayt, that it is first, whoever wants to explain something that is right, they should do or one of the best ways of actually propagating the right thing and the good thing to do and telling people that you're supposed to do this is to practice it. When you do good, people see it and realize that that's such a good thing to do, they start doing that. And in that way of preaching what is good, we don't fall in the pits of doing of what this verse is referring to. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us to stay away from such deeds. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Ya Hayyu Ya Qayyum, Ya Hayyu Ya Qayyum, Ya Hayyu Ya Qayyum, Ya Hayyu Ya Qayyum,
Ya Hayyu Ya Qayyum, Ya Hayyu.